start off the show, I tell everyone that I'm Maximum Mike and that they're listening to Rock for Rookies. Then I say something ridiculous that makes you wonder how I can actually show my face in public. But I'm not going to do any of that this week. No, I'm not going to tell you that you're listening to a very special, chillaxed episode of Rock for Rookies. Instead, I'm going to play this radical, tubular, awesome song that's had me holding my crotch and screaming, "Woo!" That was Fall Out Boy, and I could not get into that band until I started watching their videos. In this song, they were covering Michael Jackson's Beat It. People sure do like covering him. After all, he was the king of pop. Chris Cornell just did an acoustic version of Jackson's Billie Jean, which was then done by David Cook on American Idol. I mentioned David Cook a couple of weeks back. Well, I just wanted to announce that 2 weeks later he was kicked off the show. C'est la vie, not everyone can last forever. Unless you're the Stones, or Zeppelin, or Metallica, or Iron Maiden, or AC/DC, or... hell, the list goes on. But there's a reason that those bands don't stop. It's especially true when they stay true to their own original style that made them famous. Here's Iron Maiden.
Yeah.
That was Incubus with Nowhere Fast off their second and most famous album, Make Yourself. Though we've spoken about Incubus's classification in the past, I think it would be helpful for you to know that the band says that Mike Patton is one of their biggest influences. Mike Patton is, of course, the lead singer of Faith No More, whom we saluted just a few weeks ago. Incubus, usually called alternative rock, I would call funk metal due to those influences and, of course, how they sound. Let's keep moving!
Yeah.
What did that song make you think of? Some people are just blessed with good voices, but Steven Tyler, he's on a whole other level. Perhaps it's his ability to stick his whole fist in his mouth. But his voice does invoke powerful emotions that made Aerosmith stand out from all the other rock bands of the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Before that, we heard from anarcho-punk band Chumbawamba, best known for their song Tub Thumping, which is the song we just heard. They have had a 25-year spanning career starting back in the mid-80s. Their styles range from post-punk, folk world, anarcho-punk, dance, rock, pop, and a cappella. We started off the block with a band we heard last week, Sum 41. Now, to play the same band twice in a row should tell you how much I like them. They have changed a lot over the last 10 years, though. Starting with Blink-182-style punk, they quickly moved on to punk rap, which they were very good at. The other rapper rapping along with the singer Derek is the drummer Steve-O, not the guy from Jackass. Now, for those of us growing beards over the next few weeks, just picture yourself looking like ZZ Top, and you'll feel so much better!
Rumors spreading round in that Texas town about the shack outside the game. And you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you're gonna go to that whole mile on the range. They got a lot of nice girls. I'm racing.
just go ahead now. Madness down onto his pockets, and that's a rip now. This one said he wants to buy you rockets, ain't in his head now.
Just go ahead now. It's a good idea, break a promise to your mother. Turn around, let's turn on each other. Good idea, break a promise to your mother. Turn around, your back on each other. That's a good idea, break a promise to your mother. Turn around, your back on each other. That's a good idea.
We started off the block with ZZ Top, who have been performing since 1969, but as of 2007, are still recording new albums and are currently seeking a new record company to sign them after they left the last one. Afterwards, we heard from the Spin Doctors and their mega hit from 1993, Two Princes. Now, just recently while traveling with my sister, I got to hear the Schlockrock version of the song. Awesome! You know, a lot of my first listens to rock songs was actually through Schlockrock. You know, I don't mind hearing songs through parody bands the first time around. What bothers me is people who only know tunes because they were in commercials. That kills me. But hey, we shouldn't be down, no need to get upset. In fact, this week, there's cause for celebration. This week, the Marvel movie Iron Man opens. Yeah! Woo! About a week after I did my superhero special, my little prodigal apprentice Simon asked me why I didn't play the Iron Man song, and I was like, what, he has a theme song? And he looked at me like I had just killed a puppy. Simon, dude, for you and every lover of comics and metal, especially metal, here is Black Sabbath and Iron Man.
Yeah.
That was the Iron Man himself, Ozzy Osbourne, and his band, Black Sabbath. I hope you all enjoy the film Iron Man, because it was awesome. See you in part two. Buongiorno, and welcome back to Rock for Rookies. The following song, while a bit heavy on the profanity, is actually R.E.A. Rotman's favorite song. Why? Well, besides listening to it 20 times in a row and loving it more every time, he says Beelzebos has a hardcore electric guitar and killer fast pace, great metal deathy vocals, and the most insane lyrics in the history of musicdom. What's not to love? What's not to love indeedy do? Here's Tenacious D and Beelzebos.
Because he's not a mortal man.
God damn it, Cage! He gonna make you his sex slave. You're gonna gargle mayonnaise.
No.
Unless we bust a massive monster mamma jam.
Dude, we've been through so much shit.
Deactivated lasers with my dick. Now it's time to blow this fucker down.
Come on, Cage, now it's time to blow doors down.
I hear your jibbles, now it's time to blow doors down.
Light up the stage, cause it's time for a showdown.
We'll bend you over, then we'll take it to Brown Town.
Now we got to blow this fucking down.
It's gonna rape me if we do not blow doors down.
Come on, Cage, cause it's time to blow doors down.
Who will fall and grab you? It's time for the smack.
Hey, it's a great star, Beelzebos. We know your weakness, a rocket star. You for all mankind. You hold the scepter, we hold the key.
Cage, you're coming with me. Taste my lightning, fucker.
No!
Oh, fuck! My fucking horn!
Oh, no! From whence you came, you shall remain until you are complete again.
Alright, fine. The name of the movie is Tenacious D and the Pick of Destiny. I'll wait while you go out and rent the movie right now. But while I wait, I think I'll play a few more songs.
Yeah. never ends.
In your last hour.
What can I say? Though at any given point I'm supposed to be enlightening you with new fantastic music, it's hard for me not to play the same bands over again. It also shows which bands I value the most. Coheed and Cambria and the song Cuts Marked in the March of Men. Uber prog rock, and I recommend you all listen to the acoustic version of the song. I love complex bands. Though obviously Bowling for Soup are the most unsophisticated bands around, they are fantastic riff writers with their simplistic sounds. Damn, are they catchy. We started off with the Romantics and their hit single What I Like About You, which is an amazing song to dance around in your boxers and socks to. If I see you, tell me if you tried it. The Romantics, named thus because they were formed on Valentine's Day, pretty much missed the 90s completely because they were in litigation with their management and couldn't record new stuff. Some might say thank God that none of that kind of stuff ever happened to the next band, though heaven knows how many times they almost broke up and screwed up their careers. Damn you, Liam! Here's Oasis.
Time keeps rolling by. All around the world, you gotta spread the word. mother plays guitar. She's sudden beautiful, and we all want something beautiful. Man, I wish I was beautiful. So come dance the silence down through the morning.
the band Cooler Shaker and their hit cover of the song Hush, originally by Joe South. Now, they've put out 3 albums in the last 10 years, and right when they were at the very peak of their success, they were hurt by some minor Nazi controversy. But don't worry, it turned out to be nothing. Before them was the American rock band Counting Crows and their 94 hit Mr. Jones. From what I've read, they very rarely play that song nowadays not in the acoustic form. Something about the fact that they disagree with the lyrics. Now, that song was released very shortly before Kurt Cobain's death, and the rock band took it hard. That's how big and important Cobain was to the rock world. Now, I'm going to give you a taste of the razor edge itself. The following artist is known for his soulful, spiritual, badass melodies. He's soft yet sharp, slow yet it feels like lightning. He's a powerhouse of the rock and country world and began his career in the 50s. 50 years later, he had pretty much vanished from the public eye when he approached super producer Rick Rubin about making some new music. Rubin had the idea of not getting a band together but making an album that was just the artist and his guitar. Now, off of the album American 3 Solitary Man, here is Johnny Cash and I Won't Back Down.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right. I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, I will stand my ground, and I won't back down. No, I won't back down.
Johnny Cash. The Man in Black, 1932 to 2003, rest in peace, was making albums till the day he died. That's what musicians are supposed to be like. In my opinion, Johnny Cash was one of the first rock stars because he was the first bad boys of music with his outlaw image, though he never actually did hard time in prison. Now, I chose Cash because, of course, I love him. And secondly, the song I Won't Back Down is a cover of the artist that we're going to salute. Ladies and gentlefolk, I give you... Tom Petty, an American singer-songwriter who was born in 1950 and started performing with his band The Heartbreakers in 1976. The Heartbreakers have received 18 Grammy Award nominations, winning many, and have also received a Hollywood Star on the Walk of Fame. Of course, having over 12 albums and more on the way certainly helps. Here, off their 89 album Full Moon Fever, is the song Running Down a Dream.
Singing, a little runaway. was possible, hit cruise control and rub my eyes. The last 3 days, and the rain was unstoppable. It was always cold, no sunshine.
Petty closed out his performance at the last Super Bowl with that song. Though it only hit 23 on the charts when it first came out, it is now one of the most popular songs on classic rock stations. Tom Petty's music has been known for having drug innuendos. Though never confirmed by Petty, there has been speculation that the song Learning to Fly is about using cocaine and trying to come down from the high. Petty said he was inspired by a television interview with a pilot who said, "It's not hard to learn to fly, but it's pretty hard to learn how to land safely." Here's the 1991 hit, Learning to Fly.
Well, I started out down a dirty road. Started out all alone, and the sun went down as I crossed the hill, and the town lit up, the world got still. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. The hardest thing were the good old days
may not return. And the rocks might melt, and the seed may burn. I'm learning to fly, but I ain't got wings. Coming down is the hardest thing. Say life will beat you down and break your heart, steal your crown. So I've started out for God knows where. I guess I'll know when I get there. Fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. Thing. I'm learning to fly around the clouds, but what goes up must come down. I'm learning to fly. I'm learning.
Tom Petty has always been a staunch guardian of his music and creative control. He has been at war with the music industry for years over things like CD pricing and using his music for commercials. He almost named one of his albums $8.98 when MCA Records tried to hike the price of his CD to $9.98. But this was a while ago, wasn't it, folks? CDs cost just a bit more than that. Now, I want to read a quote of his about his views on the music. This came a couple of years ago. The quote goes, "This is an emergency crisis we're in. The entertainment media is affecting everything on the planet in a very negative way. I'm only interested in rock and roll. Rock and roll is a music that represents truth. Your TV channel has taken the word rock and knocked the roll off the end. You make rock this umbrella term for everything. That's wrong. Shakira isn't rock. These country artists with fur coats aren't rock. Or country. I offered a video to VH1 of my band playing in the studio, and they don't want to air it because it had musicians playing in it. They want some babe walking on the beach or whatever. I got turned on to this music by watching the Beatles and Rolling Stones actually on TV playing their guitars. It completely took me over. When you can't see musicians playing anymore, I'm not interested anymore." End quote. Awesome. Now, last song for the salute and for the week. This song has always creeped me out, but I've never felt cooler than when I listened to it. Here's Last Dance with Mary Jane.
Tall and she grew up right with them Indiana boys on an Indiana night. Well, she moved down here at the age of 18. She blew the boys away, it was more than but I got to keep moving on. Keep moving on.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Tired of this town again. Well, I don't know, but I've been told you never slow down, you never grow old. I'm tired of screwing up, I'm tired of going down, I'm tired of myself, I'm tired of this town. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. Honey, put on that party dress. Buy me a drink, sing me a song. Take me as I come, cause I can't stay long.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. I feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Standing in her underwear, looking down from a hotel room. The nightfall will be coming soon. Oh my, my, oh hell yes. You got to put on that party dress. It was too cold to cry when I woke up alone. I hit my last number, I walked to the road.
Last dance with Mary Jane. One more time to kill the pain. Feel summer creeping in and I'm tired of this town again.
Last dance indeed, and the last dance for the show. Now, before we end off, I just want to let you know what Tom Petty's been up to. Recently, he got back together with his original band, Mudcrutch. Mudcrutch was the band that he performed with before he ever formed Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. And the only difference between the two bands is that while Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers is more of a country rock style, Mudcrutch is straight up American rock. So, to Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, keep rocking for many, many more years to come, and of course... Well, that's all the time we have here. I am Maximum Mike, and you, of course, have been listening to Rock for Rookies. I hope you enjoyed this very special, chillaxed episode. We'll see you next week. Keep on rocking.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed the show. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. It's time to go. That's all the songs we know. Goodbye, ladies and gentlemen. So let go, let's go, let go.